Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve the living God, the living and true God. From the beginning, God was always honest with us. He showed us the truth every time he spoke. If man had only listened, what a wonderful world this would be. And even though man did not listen, it's still a nice world. On God's part, anyway. There are people who obey. And I thank God that he saved us from our sin condition. When we preach the gospel, when we teach people the word of God, we're sharing with them the truth of God's word. Everybody don't realize what happened, even though they may have heard the stories. It's not real to them. When you realize something, it's real to you. Now, in life, we have all the clues. We have all the proof we need to make a judgment that God is good. And our condition, on the radio recently, I had to explain sinners. Everybody that have not believed on Jesus Christ is born in sin. Everybody's born in sin. Those who didn't believe, they remain in sin. And even when we believe, we can sin. A Christian, sin has no power over Christians because we have a new heart. We've been given a brand new spirit. And any Christian who believed on Jesus Christ from the heart, they can keep the law too. We can do whatever Jesus did after we believed on him. After we believe on him, we can do whatever he did. And the word of God will reveal that to us over time. As much as the way we measure is the way it's measured to us. That's how it works. But potentially we can do whatever Jesus did. And Jesus even said, he that believed, greater works will he do. And the potential is there. In Revelation, there were two churches he didn't even rebuke for doing something wrong. He commended every church for what they did right. And then rebuked those if he had something against them. There was two churches he didn't have anything against. And he encouraged them to continue and do, and he showed them how to, he counseled them to do even greater. Whoever takes the word of God and receives it in their heart, the word transforms their mind to the point that they can walk in agreement with the Lord. And not be governed by the rudiments and habits and problems and death of this world. Though I said death, we will die, but as far as sin goes, you're not subject to things that kill you like laziness. Laziness is a death. Any Christian can overcome such evil. Everything that's despair, Jesus did something about every condition we've gotten ourselves into. And the word of God is set to restore us. The blood of Jesus washed away our sins. Now, among sinners, there are two types. There's the harvest. Now, they are people who haven't gotten saved yet, but if they hear the word and under the right conditions, they will. Some, if they hear the word, they'll get saved immediately. Some will get saved after hearing the word. And some people would get saved if there was somebody that could love them and give them the word. That's why I say the harvest is comprised of those who will get saved under certain conditions. And if those conditions never happen, they'll never get saved. And then you have the wicked. The wicked are not going to get saved no matter what happens. And let me say this about the wicked, because I had to say it on the radio. The wicked will do wickedly. And they won't ever understand, because they rebel against God and they trust the world system. Even if they know better, they won't do better. Now, there are wicked people who, they get saved. Their name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. They washed in the blood, just like you and me. But just like demons, they go right back to the world. They choose to, of their own free will. Now, Satan tries to coerce everybody, but they start agreeing with him and they go back. And they don't understand, just like Judas. Judas was a called apostle, just like the rest of them. He was called. But he fell out with Jesus. My daddy told me that he wanted to Jesus to conquer Rome. And that's not what he came to do. And when he realized that wasn't his plan, he turned. Now, nevertheless, Satan filled his heart. Anybody can turn back to the world, but the sons of God will not do that. Those that follow God, those that are led by the Holy Spirit, they are the sons of God. They're in to win. They're not going to turn. Now, in all things, the Lord has been truth to us. He's been honest with us. He told us plainly what happened, as it happened. He's given the whole world a reference. Even archaeologists find a reference for the flood, a reference for everything, even a reference for those old crazy giants. All over the world, there are pictures of it. Tribes of old, they drew glyphs in the wall and geoglyphs, and they left a marker, and it's true. The word of God is true. And that didn't stop man from putting his own spin on it, but the basic things are there. There was a flood. There were giants, just like the word of God said. And when you do the math, man has only been on the planet for 6,000 years. There are ways of finding all things that's true. God has been honest with us. He told us the truth every time he spoke and every time he speaks. It's up to us to listen. But in ministering to people, getting back to where I started, you have to tell people that we're born in sin and everybody's a sinner. Proud people get offended. They think you're calling them a name. All right, let's put it this way. We are born in sin because our ancestors sinned, and we're made in his likeness. Now, once he sinned, all of his offspring became sinners. And if you try, and to help us understand our condition, the Lord gave us the law. Now, Bible scholars understand this. People that will take time and listen, they understand this. A lot of people don't know the Word of God and they don't understand this fact. Everybody broke the law. So if you die, you're destined to go to hell. Because we all broke the law. Without Jesus, we go to hell. That's where we're going. It's not even possible for it to be any other way. But Jesus came and died for us, washed us in our blood. And when we believe it, we are made righteous. We're not righteous because we start acting right. A lot of people have that opinion, but it's wrong. And neither does it work. Acting right and doing what you know is best or right, that's not salvation. It's honorable, but it's not salvation. Our DNA has to be changed. Our body, our whole makeup, our heart has to be renewed, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Then we can go to heaven. In fact, we've been made citizens of heaven. But heaven is a kingdom. It's not a democracy. It's not a republic, it's a kingdom. God is the king. Now, a kingdom is fine as long as the king is honorable like our God. God is not a wicked king. He's not like men. He's not like Pharaoh. He's not like those witch kings of old that served demons and false idols and all these evil things. He's not wicked. And we have to trust him. We don't vote on what God is saying to do. You know, Americans think they can vote on everything. You know, even the churches have deacon boards. If they don't like the pastor, they'll vote him out. I've heard of some pastors, they preach the word and the deacons vote him out. I want to see him. When Jesus come back, I guess they try to vote on when he'll come back. But that don't count. But the pride of man is going to be left here when Jesus do return at the rapture. They don't even believe, a lot of them don't believe in the rapture. I wonder if they're going to vote the false prophet out. I don't think it'll work. What about the man that's making them take the mark and the beast, the political leader that's going to take everything they own? Are they going to vote him out? The pride of man will fail. So if people stay in the condition they're in, they got to go to hell. They can't go to heaven. And we have loved ones that were more hard-headed and less honorable. And the Lord want to save them. And if they don't humble themselves, they're going to get left here. And they're going to have a lot of problems, even though they're nice and we love them. But those who believe on Jesus, they're taking the Lord at his word. They know that Jesus is right. They know what he came to do. And when they believe on him, they justify God. But those that don't believe on Jesus, they deny God. See, you can't deny Jesus and not deny God. Everybody who don't believe on Jesus Christ is calling God a liar. In their heart, he's lying to us. And they call Jesus a phony. In their heart, when they don't believe on him, they're not looking at the precious blood of Jesus Christ that is being holy. And they turn their face. And they stiffen their neck. And they avoid people who will tell them the truth because of the love of this world. So the Lord sends anointed people. Now, people who preach under the anointing breaks their bonds, their deception, so that they can think soberly. Have you ever seen a spider catch a fly? And he don't kill the fly, he just paralyzes him. He gonna save him for later. And he wrap him up with so much web. Now one strand of web can hold that fly. But he wrapped that fly with that web till he can't even move. It would take a man with a razor knife to surgically cut that web off of him. He'll never get out on his own merit. Because he's trapped in that gluey web. And spider web is strong. You know, I touched a little thread of a spider web and it's strong. It took resistance. I could feel the resistance before it broke. Especially when it's fresh. Now, once it's been there a long time, it's like dust. It doesn't do nothing. But that fly has no chance. He'll never fly again. He'll never get out. He is captured. He lost. All right? Deception is just like the spider wrapping that fly with the web. People can be so deceived, they'll never, ever get out. And we love them. In a lot of ways, they're good people. stubborn, but they, but you know, they're people that we can partially trust. Now they might not get saved, but they won't do you wrong. They'll hold money for you, and they'll do right by you. You know, they'll try to help you, but they're not saved. You know, there are doctors. When you go to the doctor, you don't know what that man believes. You don't get a conversation with him. He might be a brain surgeon, and he's gonna operate on your brain. You don't know what he is, but he'll do the surgery right. And then after the surgery's over, you thank him for what he did because he's professional. So people can function even though they're sinners. When you say sinner, they hear stigma. They hear evil, liar, low-down person. That's how they think. When we say sinner, we're thinking condition. God is going to do something about the condition of sin. And it is sin. In fact, everything without faith is sin. So the Lord was, it's good that the Lord was honest with us, and it's also good that we're honest with others, just like God is honest with us. Be bold, never be afraid to explain it when you have the opportunity. Because good people's lives, some people out there, they're sinners, but they're also harvest, which means that they, if they hear the word, they'll get saved. Now the Lord sent the people that's anointed. That's why people who are anointed, we have to live a life of integrity. Don't you know the anointing of God mounts up when you live according, when you live a life of integrity, when you won't short people, when you won't do people wrong, when you pray for people that despitefully use, when you have the heart of God, the anointing mounts up. Now you're preaching the same gospel you always preach, but when your anointing mounts up, the Lord can trust you to carry that anointing. And the anointing is foundational. It has to be built, it has to be carried by foundational people. Because the people that get saved will be like you. Because you're the person they look to. Spiritually, you're begetting them. And they'll be like you. So the more that the Lord anoints us, the more we can help people get out of their trap. In, you know, when you're anointed and you're called to the ministry, the anointing gives you God's ability to do something. You have God's ability to wake people up. If you're anointed to evangelize, you have your anointing breaks the yoke so that people can come out of deception. And you'll work miracles to arrest their attention. All right. If you're a pastor, you're anointed to train people. Now, some people are not pastors. They just have that position because it's a traditional office. Everybody who gets called a priest thinks that they're going to be a pastor when everybody's not pastor material. An anointed pastor, their anointing is to help people grow in the Lord. And they can govern a congregation. They're anointed to do it. They can do it like God can. Just like an anointed teacher, they can teach the word like God can. Their anointing helps people understand the details of the word of God. Everybody, whatever your anointing is designed for that purpose. So if you're a teacher, you'll have to win souls like a Christian. A pastor would win souls like a Christian. He can't do what an evangelist can do. Because he wins souls by his faith and by living and preaching the gospel. Now, an apostle can do whatever God needs him to do. They can do the work of an evangelist. That's why Paul said, tell Timothy to do the work of an evangelist. To get the ministry growing, then pastor, then oversee it. They have that ability. Whatever God gives us is what's necessary. And you have to work it. Now, there's no limit to how much it can grow, just like everything else. Don't think that just because God didn't call you to be an apostle, but the last one is teacher. And I'd rather teach than anything. So it's how you work it. It can grow. Remember this. Even if you're the last office is a teacher, right? Teachers teach apostles. So it doesn't matter what calling you have. It's how you work the calling, what you do with it. All right. Whatever anointing you have, you have to apply. You have to yield to the Lord so that it can be activated. It's activated by your obedience and the hunger of other people. The more people desire to obey God, they'll activate your anointing. Now, with all that said, when God sends anointed people, that person's in that their mind is tangled up, is tied up just like that fly I talked about. They have no chance of getting up escaping. But when anointed people speak to them and counsel them, then their eyes can be opened. And also, you can destroy the works of darkness. You can speak to their heart. And you can also speak to Satan. You can tell Satan not to deceive them. You can break break his deception at your will to rescue your loved ones. Kenneth Hagin did it for his brother. We're not sitting ducks. God loves his people, and he wants us to know him. The anointing can break the yoke, and the anointing is, it multiplies as we live the life of God in integrity and in obedience. Now, with that being said, we have a world to win, and we're going to do it God's way. We're going to speak the word of God, and we're going to do his perfect will, and we're going to grow from glory to glory. He told us the truth, and we have to do the same for others to get them out of the bondage they've gotten themselves into, that they were born into. Let us do all to stand so that we can help people come out of this misery and live forever. Now, I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.